And some of the places you pick up on people's sins is like you walk in a good church like I used to go to. Good morning, sister. How are you doing? Oh, Thurman, I'm not doing good at all. My back's hurting me. I got a headache. Don't shake hands with me. I've got a runny nose. I've been blowing my nose. You'll catch it. Don't shake my hand. I've had them tell me that. I had an 18-year-old young man one time. I was going down saying, good morning, you young men. How are you all doing? I'm shaking hands with all of them. I get this one boy said, hand. I said, what's wrong with you? Why aren't you going to shake my hand? He said, well, I kind of got a cold, sir, and the flu, and I've been sneezing, and I don't want you to catch it. I said, I'm immune to that kind of stuff. It has no hold on me. I said, stick that hand out there. And I shook his hand. I said, God, put the anointing of the Holy Ghost on this kid. Jesus' name. I'm not subject to the things of the devil. He can't touch me. I'm walking obedient to the King's word. The devil can't touch me. He promised me that. He promised me that. But he says, brother, if any of you do err from the truth and one convert him. In other words, what if somebody don't convert this guy? What if nobody goes and talks to him? What if somebody knows he's lying? What if somebody knows? I'll make it easy for you. A sin that we all do, which we've just talked about. All of us have a negative confession about something. My diabetes, my weakness, my cancer, you know, my whatever. All that sin. Now, if somebody don't convert you from that and teach you that you're doing wrong. See, the Lord says in His Word, he that would have a long life and see good days, he must control his tongue. Must control his tongue. Well, what if somebody don't tell you? What if you never learn to control your tongue? What if somebody... See, what we think about, if any do err from the truth, we think, well, this guy's lying. He's doing murder. You know, he's stealing. Now, hey, that's minor sins. These sins of the mouth, the tongue, the spiritual sins is what kills you. I mean, they really will kill you. But he says, brethren, if any of you do err from the truth and one convert him, you, how many times have I seen a brother that had the wrong confession? And I started telling him, just like, I'll give you a great one. There was a young man that he got a hold of these teachings, and whenever he heard me teach on Mark 11:23, that you can speak to your mountain, and if you don't doubt in your heart, the mountain will obey you. So therefore, whatever you say with your mouth, when you believe with your heart, you'll have whatever you say. Wow. He heard that. He got a hold of that. And he wore glasses, 2600 vision. That means without glasses, at this range, he couldn't tell who she was. He could tell that's a person, but he can't tell male or female at 3 feet. 2600. And when you, with 2600, everything in this room, just one big blur. You can't tell nothing. Both eyes. He said, Lord, according to Mark 11:23, I want to thank you and praise you for my beautiful, clear, sharp eyes up close and far away both night and day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for my clear vision in Jesus' name. And he said it. And he said it. And he said it. And he said it. When he told Cheryl and I the testimony over at Hillcrest Church, he said, and I said it. And I'd wake up in the morning and I'd look and I couldn't see a thing. I'd say, Lord, thank you for my beautiful, clear, sharp eyes in the name of Jesus. Put my glasses on and go to work. Lord, thank you for my clear vision. He said, I said that day after day, week after week. I wonder how many times he said, I got awful eyes. I can't see nothing without my glasses. Was that a true statement? Sure. It's not, doesn't line up with the word. So he started saying, Lord, thank you. I have good, clear, perfect vision. He said, month after month, I said this. Day and night, I spoke it. One day he said, I'm driving down the road in my car. Lord, thank you for my beautiful, clear, sharp eyes in the name of Jesus. He said, I heard a voice. You finally believe it. He said, of course I believe it, Lord. He said, then the voice said, well, take off your glasses. Man, he said, I pulled off the side of the road and stopped. I reached up and jerked them glasses off and I looked. And he said, Thurman, I couldn't see a thing. I said, Lord, I want to thank you one more time for my beautiful, clear, sharp eyes. And he said, Thurman, as God is my witness, everything became in perfect clear focus. And he said, I don't have to wear glasses even reading my Bible or nothing. My eyes had been perfect ever since then. Now see, that's written in Mark 11:23. But it says here, if any of you do err from the truth and one convert him, if you don't teach the boy, he's saying the wrong thing. I just can't see a thing without my glasses. Just can't see a thing without my glasses. I wonder how many times he'd said it. What's wrong with your eyes? Oh, I got terrible eyes. I can't see a thing without my glasses. See, that was a sin. And so, verse 20, let's see what it says in verse 20. Let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save his soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. Wonder how many times we've sinned. How many times we make the wrong confession. You know, I get tickled when Cheryl and Caitlin was out, my granddaughter, when she was out here the other night, and I, 6 o'clock, come along. We've been working hard all day. Already been up all day working. And 6 o'clock, Cheryl, I said, I'm fixing to get this mud together now. I'm going to put it in this little hopper, and I'm going to spray these walls. She said, how much are you going to get done? I said, I'm going to get done all I can get done. I didn't put a limitations on nothing. So we had a big stack of sheetrock and wood and everything right back over in the corner, so I couldn't get to all that with that big glasses. So I told her, I'm going to start right here. I'm going to come this way. So I brought my big pallet of mud in here and started bringing my big buckets of water. I started mixing this stuff up, and I mixed up a big sack at a time with a great big 15-gallon bucket. And I bet that thing weighed 80 pounds. And so I'd pick it up and pour a hopper full of that stuff, and then I'd pick that thing up. And I come up here, and after I blew this entire wall down to here, I put that big ladder right there, and I take that bucket, put it in one hand, and climb the ladder with the left hand, and I'd carry a 30-pound bucket of mud all the way to the top, and I'd start up there and start spraying, come down as far as I could, and then I'd move my ladder and go again, and I'd get a shorter ladder and come on down. And I sprayed this entire thing from 6 o'clock in the afternoon, that Thursday afternoon, till midnight. At midnight, I was through. I was tired. I got tickled to Cheryl this morning. She's laying in bed. She says, honey, you were my 30-year-old man. But she said, now I've decided you're my 20-year-old man. She said, you're as strong as a bull ox. I said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Now, what does Philippians 4:13 say? Maybe I can do a few things. I can do. Somebody says, that don't mean what it says. Well, then tell it to somebody else. I don't believe that. I believe Jesus. If Jesus said to the Apostle Paul, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me, I believe the King meant what he said. So he says here, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way. And the sin and the error of your way is the wrong confession. You know that's a sin? As the Lord says clearly in His Word, in fact, says we'll save a soul from death. In other words, who would ever dream that you could start saying something different and it save you from death? It can. 1 Peter 3:10. Let's go there and see what happens. Now, of course, this is written in several places in the Psalms too. But 1 Peter 3:10 and on. For he that will love life and see good days. Number one, do you want to meet that criteria? For he that will love life. Do you love life? Is it wonderful? Do we all love life? Absolutely. We don't realize how we love life till it starts kind of sneaking away from us, do we? That's when you realize, Lord, what have I done wrong? I should have took better care of this thing. I don't think God plans for this thing to die prematurely. You know that? We kill it with our tongue. You know, the average person is waiting till they get to retirement age so they can quit. Oh, I mean, you have no idea. There used to be a guy that was our fire inspector down there at DFW Airport when I was down there. I was several years older than he was. But one day he come in and I said, how's your day going? He said, oh, I'll be so glad when I get to be 62 where I can retire. I said, how old are you? He said, oh, Thurman, I'm old. I said, how old are you? Well, he said, I'm 55. I said, I still got 7 years to go, but said, I'm old.
Just a boy.
Yeah. I mean, just a boy. He don't have a clue, does he? Is his confession wrong? Yes, his confession is wrong. And he's going to wonder when he gets to be 62 and he retires 6 months later, he's going to be dead because he's killed himself with his own tongue. He sees himself as old and wore out. But for he that will love life and see good days. Now, I love life and I love having good days. Don't you? Let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. I mean, but I can't talk evil against Hillary Clinton. You know, she's a lousy woman. No, the Lord says you better not. You better just turn her over to me. I'll take care of her, right? Obama, that guy. What? Okay, Lord, I'm turning him over to you too. It's real easy to sit around and talk over a cup of coffee how wicked and mean everybody is, isn't it? You know, of course, Dave, he's really been reading Romans lately a lot. And of course, in chapter 1 and 2 there where Paul's really getting on us, he said, you know, you're talking evil about all these people. But said, when you're talking evil about them, you're talking evil about yourself. You know, because said, don't you do the same sins that they're doing? So why you're talking about them when you ain't straightened your act up yet? And we do, don't we? It's real easy for me to see your sin. It's a little bit harder for me to see my sin. You know. Yeah, that's right. You know, it's real easy to see Bill's faults, but it's hard to see your faults, right? Or Bill, it's easy for you to see her faults and not yours, right? Well, you know you would never sin. What is? She's got the problem, not you. I will have to say one day, I read a book. This was years ago, but I walked in a bookstore, Christian bookstore, and I saw a book there that says, How to Be the Wife of a Happy Husband. And so I picked it up, and I checked out, and as I'm checking out, the woman says, Sir, can I ask you a question? I said, sure. Why would a man buy a book like that? I said, that's exactly why I'm going to buy it. I am a man.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.